A boat gently rocks beneath you, the waves lulling you side to side. A haunting voice calls to you on the cool sea air. You reach out. You've been lured in by the Siren Sisters. Hello, my name is Audrey and my pronouns are she, her.
And I'm Ash, my pronouns are she, her.
And this week, we're actually talking to our very first live mermaid guest.
Real mermaid.
Welcome to Siren Sisters, the Siren Scarlet. And go ahead with her other preferred names because I don't have that directly in front of me.
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I used to be the Siren Scarlet, and then I had a bit of an identity. Well, it's totally okay. I got my original tale from Finfolk, and it's the Dragonheart, so it was red, but then I started falling in love with some of their other tales, and I said, well, I can't be Scarlet for every single one of them, so I'm a huge Kingdom Hearts nerd, and Sora in the second game had a bunch of different forms, so I said, I'll be the Siren Sorsha, and I'll have Scarlet form, Shadow form, Solaris form, so I come up with a different name for each one of my different tales, so it's the Siren Incredible. Sorsha as of this year.
I love that.
What a vibe.
Because it's so fun. That's like the most fun for me about the Kingdom Hearts games, other than the music, just getting to see like him go to different worlds and how he transforms. I love that. If you're comfortable, we don't have to go into too much detail, but like, how did you get into mermaiding and how did that journey begin for you?
I'll try to condense it because it's a little bit of a long story. But when I met the Shadow players back in 2016, I mean, it's always been a childhood dream to be a mermaid. I had Little Mermaid dolls. I loved the movie. But in 2016, when I met a friend of theirs, Mermaid Minuet, and she was a mermaid, had a silicone tail and everything, and I saw the mermaids at the Greenville Pirate Fest with Circus Siren Pod, I went, oh my gosh, this is a real thing. People can actually do this. So I had followed Finfolk Productions on Facebook, and I came across their page again in 2021, and they were doing a Tale of the Month sale. It was at the time, I believe, the Golden Giza, and I'm like, should I not take the plunge? It's this beautiful, like, teal gold, like, absolutely gorgeous, but something wasn't calling to me, so I waited. And then the next month came and there was the Dragonheart. And it's the only one of their tales to date that had dragon scales on it. And I said, all right, I'm going to take the plunge. I'm going to do it, you know, and I'll at least dress up as a mermaid for our Mile of Hope gigs. And so it was just going to be kind of a one-time land meet and greet. And I ended up, after getting the tale, I reached out to a friend of mine that works for the Pine Knoll Shores Aquarium. I've known him for years through a trivia business. And I said, hey, does the aquarium need a mermaid? And 2 days later, they had me doing a dry meet and greet for their Forest Fairies to Sea Serpents event.
That's so cute!
So they had a little station set up for me, and kids would come up, even adults would come up and take pictures with me. Like, it was just like being a Disney character. It was amazing. So I was already entering my fourth season with the Shadow Players, you know, sword fighting, traveling pirate, and now I get to add mermaiding into the mix. But to backtrack a little bit, in October 2021, I had a video go a little bit viral on TikTok, and one of the people that duetted it was a professional mermaid. And I told her that, oh, I just bought my tail. And so she welcomed me to the mer community. And in watching her videos, she has a PADI mermaid instructor certification. So she would actually certify. It's a form of free diving. But I would emulate her and watch her videos for safety protocols, making sure I had a handler. And I was watching others like Mermaid Serenity, Mermaid Aziza, the Vero Beach Mermaid. So all of these different mermaids, I'm watching them to kind of learn their style. And then I found out the Vero Beach Mermaid Free Dive offered courses. So I flew down in July and got my certification, my beginner and advanced mermaid certifications. So it's one step towards being able to swim in aquariums. It's just, I had no idea that this could be a career option. So I'm like, hey, let's bring it.
Right?
The dream, so honestly.
Oh, so good. So getting my PADI certification is a goal eventually.
A new dream. Mine.
There you go.
Well, that's what I did in, I did the very beginner course. Like, hey, are you going to have a panic attack if you put on like a mask in a pool? So I did that and I was like, this is great. But have not had the time or opportunity to pursue it. So like, super big kudos to making that happen, because that's it's time, it's effort, it's physical exertion.
Oh God, yes.
Oh man, what a cool job. Ashley, I know that you had some specific questions, so
yeah, well, my first question you kind of touched on. I know you have on your Facebook page that you're like a certified mermaid, or so you said you're in the process of certification. Like, could you touch more on the process? And like, I know you do have a lot of training in the water and like holding your breath. Like, what does that entail to like train to be a mermaid?
So the PADI, P-A-D-I, it's a free diving certification company. And I believe it's like in the last year, 2 years that they started offering the mermaid course. Now, so it's a form of free diving. I mean, some of the tenants are still kind of the same from what I understand, but I might be speaking out of my rear on that one. I would, you know, turn over to Mermaid Free Dive, who I got certified with. There are other companies out there, for more information on that. But what I did was I went down, and so it started with the basics, putting your feet in the monofin and just getting comfortable with that, which I'd already kind of been doing at the local pool, you know, just doing the dolphin kick. In fact, I can't swim comfortably as a human anymore. I can do a frog kick. I can't do any of the other strokes anymore. But you have to have, you know, strong swimming capabilities. And so the beginner's course, or at least the mermaid course, the standard mermaid course, is an introduction and getting used to it and doing turns. And I'll tell you, there was no better feeling than having this instructor who's been doing it for 7 years and her partner, her fiance, who's been doing free diving certifications. The guy can hold his breath for over 5 minutes, if I remember correctly.
Ooh, ridiculous.
I know, right? But look at me and tell me, you know, when I did this turn around her underwater, he was watching and he said, that's one of the best I've ever seen. And she said, you're a natural mermaid. I'm like,
oh my God. The best compliment in the world.
I know. And I've held that
so
with
validating.
Me. I've held that with me, you know, and she also does hypnosis. And so she started me off with a static breath hold to see how long I could hold my breath not moving. So she went through the breathing exercises and then had me put my head down and just lay there in the water. And she talked me through it. She has the most soothing voice, and here, picture this and you're here. And I came up at a minute 50 second. I said, wow. I can do that. But, and she explained it that you're static. So is not moving. Your dynamic is half that time. So when you're feeling like if you're holding your breath underwater and you feel that pressure, that's not you losing oxygen. That's the CO2 buildup. That means you have about another minute or so of breath left in your body before you need to come up. Mm-hmm. Now, again, kids or adults that are listening at home, please do not try any of this at home. I am a trained professional.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Please.
So sorry, I had to put that disclaimer in there.
Yeah.
But, and then the second part of the course, after getting the original mermaid certification, advanced mermaid goes over mermaid safety, rescue, and what to do in a certain situation with loss of motor control versus full loss of consciousness and needing to do CPR while you're treading water and to start that process of saving somebody's life. So that one was a little bit more intensive, and we paired off. There were multiple people in the group. And, you know, after that, we got to have fun. After everybody passed, we were just, you know, doing tricks underwater. We were down in Lake Denton, Florida, a freshwater lake. I had fish swimming around me, you know, coming up, checking out my tail, like, oh, hey, what's this? You know,
a beak fish.
Yeah, and we learned how to take our tail off and put it back on. So if we ever are out in open water, and you always have to have a partner when you go out there, whether they're in bifins or a monofin, never go out alone. But we learned how to take our tail off and put it back on in case we had to get out of there in an emergency situation, like a rip current or choppy waters, anything like that. So it was an all day thing. And eventually I would like to go and get my mermaid instructor certification, because the local pool has, you know, hinted that, hey, if you wanted to offer these classes, it's like, let me look into getting my certification in insurance. But like you said, it's, you know, there's time involved in that I don't have at the moment. So
there's time and cost and
that too. So, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, it is not a cheap undertaking, but it is absolutely rewarding. And I would tell anybody that is interested in at least, you know, kind of getting into it, getting a feel for it, but you might not have the extra clams laying around. FinFun is a wonderful company. They have swimmable mermaid tails and monofins, and that's actually one of my friends that's come to start swimming with me at the pool. That's what she invested in. Mm. But again, strong swimmer. Have a safety or a handler, however you want to call them, but have somebody with you that can rescue you in a certain situation, and just practice safety first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't mermaid alone.
Don't mermaid alone. Exactly. No. Mermaid in pods.
Exactly.
Yes. They're social creatures.
You really can't just jump into the ocean.
No. As much as we want to.
No. Right.
Please don't.
The heart calls, but...
Yeah, the heart wants what it wants.
Exactly.
So who is your favorite mermaid in media? I heard you mention Ariel and the Little Mermaid. Do you have, is that her? Are there anybody else that you've noticed?
Oh, I kind of got a little bit of beef with Ariel. I joke, you know, I joke with the kids who come up and meet me and everything. Do you know Ariel? I'm like, I actually went to her party where she was supposed to come out and be introduced to society and she didn't show up. I said, at least it was an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Amazing.
I also joke, you know, with adults that I said that Ursula wasn't really the villain in that story. You know, Ariel broke contract and went running to daddy when things didn't work out.
She sure did.
Exactly.
That's fair.
I think we talk about that.
We did an episode on The Little Mermaid. We covered that, I think.
Because we're watching it as an adult.
It's so good. I'm 16 years old. Oh, honey, sit down.
Exactly.
baby.
but I love it. I recently fell in love with the movie itself again for the music. And, you know, I've had people ask me, are you excited for the new Little Mermaid? I'm like, I love who they cast and everything. Mm-hmm. That's not the issue. I'm kind of a little bit like, with the CGI tail because, you know, I love my real tails. Mm-hmm. But I wish maybe they would have continued the story and not just rehashed the original. You know, I've been reading the Disney Twisted Tales, and I just read A Part of Your World, which is, you know what, have you read that one?
Not that one.
Read it.
Beauty and the Beast one.
Yes, as old as, as old as time, that was a good one. But this one is set 5 years after the events of Little Mermaid, and Ursula won. So, so, you know, and Ariel doesn't have her voice, you know, but you know, she's signing in ancient mermaid language. So I'm like, man, if they, that would have been a fantastic movie, you know, I think I read that they had written four new songs for this live action movie. I'm like, why didn't you guys just do a whole new movie with a new Ariel? She could still be Ariel.
That would be cool.
But
especially if the runtime is going to be like longer, like what are we putting in? What are we fluffing here?
Flounder looks terrifying to me, so.
Yeah, then you better fix him.
Honestly, that's my, because for me, the shots that I've seen of the tail, I like the design and I like how it's being rendered so far. It would be nice if it were practical. I always prefer practical effects. Mm-hmm. But Flounder and all the other fish, I'm just like, are they going to talk? Are they going to talk with their realistic fish faces? Because that's horrifying.
Please, no.
Horrifying.
A nightmare.
Well, and so fun thing, if you go to FinFolk's website, they made a mermaid tail back in 2016 for Wands and Wishes Mermaids, which is a traveling pod of mermaids. They go and do shows at different aquariums across the country. But they made an Ariel-inspired mermaid tail, and if you put up a picture of the new Ariel doll next to it, it's like, did Disney kind of take some inspiration from FinFolk?
That wouldn't be the first time.
Mm-hmm.
They do that.
Uh-huh. You know, but I know as, but back to your, so I remember watching H2O Splash, I think the Australian. Yeah, Cleo. Oh no. I can't do an Australian accent to save my life.
the condensation. The condensation. It's so funny. That show was a trip. I think that show is still valid though. I think we should review it at some point.
I want to go back and watch it again because I remember I think watching the first season or at least the first three episodes, I think, where Cleo ends up having the siren moment where she's singing the same thing over and over and over again.
So good.
What was it? Madison from Splash. I started trying to watch that movie with my kids again and her getting all over Tom Hanks. So like, oh, nope. So I didn't get to watch that movie again.
Oh, yes.
That's
I love how they CGI'd hair over her butt. You know.
It's so bad.
So the girl, poor thing, looks like she needs a wax.
Yeah.
Choices were made. It looked like her lower back grew hair, but it was long enough to cover her butt.
Yeah,
and it was like just show us the booty, like
it's basically pandemic. It's pandemic when we couldn't go to the spa. That's what.
Oh, yeah. No waxing available. Yes. It's the jungle out there.
Oh, but yeah, I mean everybody's the go to is Ariel, but one of my favorite trilogies from Nora Roberts is the Bay or the Guardians trilogy, and I think Bay of Sighs focused on the mermaid character, but that featured a mermaid that could go back and forth, having no tail or having legs, or yeah, having legs or having her tail. God, I want to go back and reread that now. I mean, there's so many different things, but now being in it, it's like. Everybody sends me mermaid stuff. Ooh, check this out. Or, hey, are you going to go work at Weeki Wachee? I'm like, I'm not moving to Florida.
Oh, God. Living in Florida. Yeah.
But no, the ones that I focus on are the real life, you know, professional mermaids. Like I mentioned Mermaid Serenity, who's out of Hawaii, and she's absolutely sweet. I wish to meet her in person one day. One of the people that I absolutely look up to, her name is Danielle, but she goes by Mermaid Aziza with Wands of Wishes Mermaid. She's one of the Finfolk ambassadors, and she and I fangirled. I met them at Carolina Renaissance Festival. It was their first year having a booth this past season, so I got to go meet them in person, and I'll tell you what, it was like I was starstruck getting to see them in person and walking in and seeing all the tales. But she, just her energy, and she's told me, okay, you know, to do this, you're going to need your free diver certification, your open water scuba. Like, she took the time to tell me, you know, everything that I needed and was encouraging and, you know, hey, send me your videos of you swimming. And it's just, I have never felt so welcome in a community as I have in the mermaid community.
Oh,
well, other than the pirate community. Other than the pirate community.
Okay. Very inclusive.
Throw out to my pirate brethren.
Yeah, I mean, every time I go to the Bristol Ren Fair here in Wisconsin, I'm like, wow, everybody's so nice. So I'm glad that that energy is also at the Carolina Ren Fest.
Absolutely.
Did you go last year, Ashley or Ash?
We did, because we met mermaids. Gosh, we've been to so many different like events now, and I've tried to find mermaids everywhere I can go. But I think it was at the Carolina Ren Fest, and we met mermaids, and one was a freshwater mermaid. Do you know if that was them, Marissa? Does that sound right?
Or were they in the pod or in the pool?
They had like a tall standing pool, and then
yeah,
there
that's,
was like
that's Circus Siren Pod, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. So, yeah, I think we did meet them then.
Yeah, because Finfolk is the one that had the seahorse statues on the front of their booth. And they also had the little photo op area, the little photo op enclave. And they had a skeleton with a mermaid tail up at the top of it at one point.
That sounds right.
That's good.
Yep. Yeah. But, no,
sorry.
No, go ahead.
No. I just went to check my Instagram. I was like, man, Mermaid Serenity sounds so familiar. And I've been following her for like 2 years.
I'm pretty sure I do too.
Yeah. Gorgeous. Gorgeous videos. So this is going to be a total tangent, but I know that you post some videos on your Facebook, but do you have an underwater photographer or any kind of system for that? Because I would assume that would be crazy expensive as well.
Oh, funny thing is, last year when I first started getting into this, I upgraded my Note 9 to the Galaxy S22 Ultra. I didn't realize the Note 9 could have gone underwater for a little bit. Nobody told me that at the Sprint store. But yeah, my phone at the time had the capability of going up to 5 feet deep for up to 30 minutes. So that's how I was getting a lot of my underwater recordings. I do want to one day invest in a GoPro camera. I mean, they're like $300 or $400, but I think Amazon makes an off-brand one that's a bestseller that's about $40 or so. And then my handler, who's my best friend and everything, and I mean, the man can fling me over his shoulder like a dead fish. He's actually...
Goals.
You know, one of the times that he had to pull me out of the pool because I about lost motor control. I went a little bit too long during one of my static breath hold trainings. He picked me up by the arm and just picked me up and set me on the side of the pool. But he'll usually, he knows exactly what I want in a shot, and he'll either get under the water or he'll get just at the right angle over top. So right now the goal is to either get a GoPro or to get my phone fixed because I've got cracks in it, and obviously I can't take it underwater with the cracks.
No.
No.
Probably not.
No. But yeah, that's going to be the system. But no, I do want to have the capability of recording. I mean, I've been drooling over Serenities and Ravens is her name. Mirabella Studios is another fantastic tail and accessories maker. And they just did a trip down to Mexico, and all of the videos that came out of that, it's like, it's just, I seriously was drooling.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
It is.
So nice. That would be so nice. So, oh, no, go ahead. I know Ashley has more.
Oh, no, you're still good. Mine get less and less serious the further down we go. So more related.
Gotcha. Well, then I'll ask, for free diving, I'm assuming people listen that would be interested in this and not just me. So for free diving, you don't have any kind of apparatus, no self-contained air system. Are there mermaids that do hybrids where they'll bring tanks down and have their scuba certs, or is it just free diving mostly?
The open water scuba certification comes in when you see a lot of the videos of Wands and Wishes mermaids where they end up having a breathing apparatus available to them at the bottom. So you definitely want to have basic knowledge and practical knowledge on how to operate that, so you don't, because I mean, free diving, yes, you take the big breath of water, or breath of water, no, you take the big breath of air, not the water, we're not drowning today. You take the big breath of air and go down, and of course if you take a breath from that apparatus, then you're gonna end up blowing a lung out. As far as taking a tank down, I haven't seen any. Usually I see a lot of videos where they're free diving, you know, they're mermaid diving, and then they go around, they tease the scuba divers during a dive. I've seen Serenity have a few of those moments where she comes upon a diver. It's like, oh, hey, hi, I'm going back up now. But, you know, that's, to my understanding, that's where the scuba comes in, but everything else is free diving, you know, or you have some, I've seen some videos, I think it's on TikTok or Facebook Reels, where they just have an air hose in a little tank setting. So it's all safety.
I love when they do the bubble tricks with the air hose. I always find that very cute.
Yes.
But yeah, I just, so with scuba, you're really strapped in there. It's not an easy thing to get on and off. So that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, super cool.
So what does a day in the life of a mermaid look like? Let's say you have like an event booked. Is there obviously a difference if it's like in a pool? I think you said you're not like doing things in water, like performance quite yet. So is it mostly just meet and greets?
Right now it's meet and greets. I've had a couple of wet meet and greets. I had one last year at Mile of Hope, and that was actually my first aquatic appearance. So the very first public appearance was the Pine Knoll Shores Aquarium. So I'll start with that one first. So basically I have leggings that match my tail, you know, and I'll kind of go incognito, and I'll have my top on. and I'll go back in the preparation area, put all my makeup on and everything, and then I'll put my tail on and have my handler carry me out to wherever they have me staged. And for the most recent event that I did with them, it was the preschool pumpkin patch. So they had toddlers come out. Oh my gosh. Oh, I already see the facial makeup. Wow. Oh, I already see the, and I think that the, my favorite picture is on my Facebook page. But they had me in front of this, not enclosure. But exhibit. That's the word I'm looking for. But this exhibit that was all knitted and crocheted. Like, I can't remember. I think it was over 40,000. I can't remember how. And it was just one section of this. And it is this traveling exhibit. But it is this coral reef that is completely crocheted and knitted. And every time you look, it's like you find a new little animal or some kind of secret in it.
Oh, my
the pictures
God.
Are. Yes. Yeah. I and just, it's all local North Carolina contributors that have done it from beginners to advanced.
Oh. Shout out fiber artists. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah,
that's so it was, cool.
That's gorgeous.
It was I kept looking and saying, can I take a piece? Can I take a panel with me home?
Can I have it? Because I kept
turning around and it was so soft. I kept petting it. I'm like, it's just so soft. You know, and there was like an octopus near me on one of the pieces of it. Like, it was just so magical. It was the perfect backdrop. So my handler carried me over and set me down there, and I had books with me, you know, to in case I needed to read to kids. And it was just the cutest thing, and they would all come up in their little costumes, and they'd spend some time with me, or they'd take a picture. And there was this one little guy. I called him my little stinker. He was dressed in a skunk costume. A little adorable. Plush skunk costume. And this guy, he seriously, I could see him out of the corner of my eye, but he came up, and he was just enamored, like love at first sight. He was so adorable, kept coming up and loving on me. And then I think it was mom, grandma, I'm not sure, but the lady that was with him was like, okay, let's go now. And I remember seeing out of the corner of my eye, he ran in my direction like he was trying to come back to me, and she snatched him back quick. Like, no, come on.
He just heard your siren call. It's fine.
Exactly. Exactly. And it was my favorite moment of that day, though. Outside of this one kid who had this homemade scuba costume, like made out of 2-liter bottles and everything. They posted pictures to my, I think they posted in the comments. I was like, oh my God, thank you. But the scuba divers were doing a pumpkin carving demonstration in the main tank. And so I looked at Barry, my handler, and I said, I want to go over there. I want to see. There's no kids over here right now. Let's go. So he picks me up, and he carries me over, and we round the corner, and he sets me down, and there's Stinker at the tank. He turns, looks, sees me, comes running down the length, like completely forgets the scuba divers are in the tank, comes running and hops in my lap and cuddles. I'm like, oh my God.
That's so sweet.
It was oh my God. So it was, oh, I love it. And then my first aquatic appearance was Mile of Hope. And it was much the same with the setup and everything. I had somebody carry me out. But in this instance, we were at the Atlantis Lodge. So Mile of Hope is an event where pediatric cancer patients and their families are given a weekend at the beach. They usually pull from ECU Hospital, UNC Hospital, and Duke Hospital. So they select families and they send them so they can have a break, you know, and even the siblings and everything, they get to go have a weekend at the beach, you know, and everything is taken care of. You know, they do treasure hunts and stuff on Saturday at the beach, day at the beach. Like, it is just a weekend to get out of the hospital and have fun. And no
That's
worries.
Nice.
So it's one of those that you just bawl your eyes out at the end of it, because it is, you love that it's there, but you hate that it has to be there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You hate that that has to exist. But yeah. The Friday night check-in, so we check in Friday night, and the Friday night check-in, I had Steve, my pirate captain, and part of the reason why I'm entirely in this life. He's the one who pushed me. Like, hey, you could do this. You could do this event. You could do this. You could swim. But he carried me out. And I sat in a clamshell and greeted families and the kids as they came in. And then Saturday, the staff of the Atlantis Lodge put me in this floating wheelchair contraption and wheeled me over to the pool. And it was a heated pool. It was wonderful. It even had a waterfall, you know, to a lower level, which, of course, was only a foot deep. And I kept having to explain to the kids, that's too shallow for me. I can't, you know, they wanted me to come over the waterfall and into the foot of water. I was like, that's, mm-mm. No. I said, I'd be flopping around. It's too small for me. Come up here and see me. But I made sure to, I think it's L'Oreal H2O mascara. And believe it or not, so that stayed on. But then I had, oh God, what is the name of it? The Super Shock Shadow from ColourPop and Milani. It all stayed on. Glitter came right off. I've learned quickly, glitter lifts off. Don't ever wear glitter when you're doing any aquatic events. And especially if you're in the ocean, it is not safe. But so I've just swam around with the kids. And I even brought these little rubber fishies that they could toss in there and play fetch. I didn't bring it that day. But the next day I didn't. I'll get to that in a second. There was this one little girl, and Steve had told me that sometimes you just there's one kid that you absolutely connect with. Like, mm-hmm. you love all of them, but there's one that ends up connecting with you. And there was that little girl, sweetest little thing, and she didn't get to make it out to the pool on Saturday when I was in there. Like, we just missed each other because I had spent well over an hour in the pool with the kids, and it's like, okay, we're kind of winding down and they're going to start getting ready for other stuff. So we just missed each other by about 10 minutes. She and her mother came down to the pool, and I had just gotten out. And so I arranged with the mom that the next day after the aquarium visit, you know, which I walked around, I had my adapted land gear, you know, my top, and it basically looked like I had been granted a day pass from Ursula. Mm-hmm. And so we arranged. It was freezing cold the next day, so she wasn't going to get in the pool with me. But I said, I will get in the pool, and I've got these little fish she can throw to me and everything. So we spent over 30 minutes. And I've got video of it. I didn't post it to social media, but I sent it to the mother. And so she sat there tossing me these fish and watching me swim after them and fetch them for her. She played fetch with a mermaid. And it was still, to this date, the most magical 30 minutes of my life.
Oh.
I found out later that little girl rang the bell.
Oh. That's so sweet. That, how rewarding. And like, it just, that sounds like such a joyful connection. Like, well, and congratulate. Like, I'm so glad that she beat what she had. Cause, oh boy, what, like, how beautiful to bring a little magic to kids who are going through such a hard thing and a hard thing for their families. And that's so nice.
Yeah, it was an amazing weekend, and I had one of my friends from Project Superhero, because I basically volunteer part time with them when I have the availability. I'd dress up as different characters. I used to do Scarlet Witch before she had her villain arc recently. I said, yeah, no, we can't dress up like that for kids no more.
Yeah,
yeah,
she's a little scary.
Oh, yeah, it looks cool. Then I switched to Kate Kane's Batwoman. But one of our members, James, came out dressed as the comic book Batman. Really cool, kind of like comic-y, you know, cartoon, almost like beefed up Adam West. It was pretty cool looking. And he came out and spent the day. So the kids not only got to play with pirates, but they got to watch as Batman almost squared off with the pirate captain. You know, they kind of did the staring contest thing. Like, it just... bringing all of this, like, it was fantastic. And like you said, it was bringing a little bit of magic and just adding to it. And I can't wait to, we're going back again this year. I mean, we've been doing it for years and years. I mean, I've only been at the Shadow Players, this is my fifth season, and then we didn't have the 2020 season because of the pandemic. Mm. We had one gig at the very beginning of the year for Raleigh Transportation Museum, and then everything shut down. Mm-hmm. And still didn't have anything in 2021 until Beaufort Pirate Invasion at the very end of the year. And, you know, 2022 was our first season back. And to add mermaiding into the mix, it just... And now to add it even more into the mix this year, it's just... It's surreal. I don't know what my life was like before I put that tail on.
Yeah, did you, like, have a 9-to-5 or
I run a trivia company. Yo,
heck yeah.
Not, Yeah. I run a trivia company. I run the Raleigh, Durham, and Eastern North Carolina division of Team Trivia. So we operate out of bars and restaurants. And I actually, well, I hosted two nights a week at the Angry Ginger in Jacksonville, but now I'm just down to Thursdays so I can make sure that I have time and availability to go do show visits and check in. And but yeah, we've managed to bounce back after the pandemic, which I'm absolutely proud of. But no, it's not a 9-to-5. I mean, I get to work from home a lot doing the admin work or making mm-hmm. sales calls, wandering around while the girls are in school. But then I get to be at home with my kids and mm-hmm. make sure that I'm there to pick them up for their different extracurriculars. And half the time they even come with me to the pirate gigs. They have their own pirate garb that they dress up in and come out with me. I'll have Ash, you've seen the pictures probably on my Facebook page.
Can't
confirm. Yep. The girls. So I did a Santa mini shoot with one of our friends who's ingrained in the pirate community, Amanda Cherie or Sherry Photography. And she was offering Santa minis on the beach. And there was one picture that she posted where Santa was fishing. And I said, oh, man, this makes me want to grab my mermaid tail. It was before she posted the fisherman one. And I said, but seeing him on the beach, I said, makes me want to grab my mermaid tail and come up and pose. And then she said, well, he was just fishing. So we did this fun little photo shoot where Santa caught the mermaid and dragged her out of the ocean.
I saw that. I was checking out the mentions on your Facebook because I was like, oh, there's got to be cool stuff in here.
I forgot that was on the Facebook.
So cute. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she did a great job. Yeah. And then she took pictures of me and my girls dressed in their pirate garb on the beach. I mean, it was a gorgeous day considering it was November, December. And I couldn't have asked for better Christmas photos.
It's the perfect Christmas card.
Exactly. It's perfect for a mermaid family.
Exactly. No, and my kids are already figuring out what tails they want, you know, when they get older. And then, I want this. You know, I've been through the Finfolk website with them. And, you know, each of them just want to grow up to be a mermaid. It's like, heck yes. Okay, I've corrupted them properly.
Yes.
Oh, perfect. That's so sweet. Watch, like, the cool thing in, like, 10 years is going to be, like, Cthulhu meet and greets or something weird. It's gonna it'll shift away.
Or Kraken. Krakens.
Right. That's so sweet though. Have they gotten to try like a monofin or even like a bifin?
They have. So the full size ones, the ones that you've seen the most pictures in on my page is called the Signature Fluke. That's the full size one with the vinyl insert. The smaller one that just fits over the Linden monofin by Body Glove, that's called mm-hmm. the Discovery version. So when I got a Discovery version of my Dragon Heart, you know, to be able to train in the pool and everything and not have to worry about all the aftercare and the rinsing out and the taking of the stuff out, I let all of the kids try it. Sorry, I say that tongue in cheek because it's like I don't mind doing it, but my gosh, is it a lot of work?
Yep.
It's like, this is like laundry. Forget this.
No.
Laundry plus sand, probably. No. You're at the beach.
After the boudoir shoot that I did with Sarah Carmody Photography on the beach, amazing photos. But yeah, I was still finding sand in my fluke for the next couple of months. It was still coming out. But when I got the Discovery version, because I bought it secondhand from another mer in the Pod Squad for Finfolk, I let all of the girls try it on, so they all sat on the bed and took turns flipping the monofin back and forth with the tail on. And like, and my oldest, she and I share clothes at this point because she's my size. So she's like, does this mean I can get a mermaid tail now? I'm like, not yet.
Well, here's, if you buy the one that she wants, you could use it. She could use yours. Shared work.
Okay, I haven't thought about that. Yeah, I haven't thought about that that way.
It's an excuse to have more tails in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Ding! Well, and it's funny because I'll go to my girls and everything, you know, whenever Finfolk posts a new tale of the month or the Siren Sale, and that's how I came about, you know, with the Nightshade one that they came out with, that Siren Shadow, the dark purple teal.
I love that one.
I just watched your unboxing and I was like,
it's so good.
It was, oh my gosh, I got so hyped.
The frozen vinyl, because it was so cold outside and that was during the Great Duke Energy shutdown. You know? Oh, it was so cold in the house. But So the they do a spring release and a siren sale in the fall. And so during the siren sale, they posted this picture. Originally, it was the teaser, because what they do is they paint the silicone base. So they usually take half of a silicone tail, you know, the front of it, and they completely paint it, and then they take pictures of it, and they take those pictures to then print the fabric tails, so it's photorealistic. Mm. It's the amount of effort and work that they go into for their product is just awe-inspiring. Mm. But they posted the teaser, the fluke, for the nightshade, and that was the last one that they finally did the full reveal on out of the six, because I'm chomping the bit, like, okay, that one's pretty, but no, that's not me. Where's that black and purple one? Mm-hmm. I was standing at Planet Fitness when they did the full tail reveal for that one. I screamed. I was like, and the front desk girl looked at me, and I just flipped the phone at her, and she's like, oh, are you gonna get that? I said, yes.
You know it.
Completely valid.
They told me this past week, yeah, we call you the mermaid around here. We don't even call you by your name anymore. You're the mermaid to us. I'm like, I'll take it.
That's perfect.
But, a compliment.
Yeah, but I show, you know, I kind of have a panel of people. I have, you know, Steve. I have Barry, my handler. I have my kids. I'm like, what do you think of this tail? Is this me? It's pretty, but no, it's not you. That you know, this color would wash you out. No, this isn't your aesthetic. Or the girls would be like, no, it's too bright. You need something darker. I'm like, okay. But when I showed them the nightshade, they said, oh, get it.
It's perfect.
Oh, get it. So good.
Oh, no. And so we were at Beaufort Pirate Invasion when the siren sale was going on. So you can pay a one-time thing to be the part of the Pod Squad. So you're granted access to their private Facebook group. And you can get secondhand tails here. You can get early sneak peeks. And then you get an hour early access to sales. So instead of the 1 o'clock, you know, public sale, you get 12 o'clock. And this is usually when people nab the silicone tops that are very hard to come by. But they had just come out with a new design, Leafy Sea Dragon. And, oh, it's so gorgeous. And originally I wasn't going to get any of the tops. And then I saw the Leafy Sea Dragon. I'm like, come on, come on. So I'm standing out there at Gallant's channel at Beaufort Pirate Invasion. And my crew is with me. We're in between shows. And I told Steve, I looked at him. I said, I'm indisposed for the next 10 minutes. I'm not doing anything. I'm not going anywhere. And I sat down and I kept hitting refresh until the code came out for the sign in for the Pod Squad hour. I got in there, I logged in, and I have never checked into PayPal so fast to try to nab one of these tops, you know, to the top and the tail. And so when it went through, I screamed again. And one of our kind of intern, you know, volunteer people, he was standing with me, and I launched myself at him and hugged him. I'm like, I got it. Like, I was screaming. I was screaming in the middle of this pirate encampment that I nabbed this coveted, because they sold out immediately after that. Like, there have been stories where people had it in their cart and they were checking out and it got pulled from the cart because somebody was faster. I managed to get one of those and I got the tail. And so when you saw that unboxing and I'm bawling my eyes out, I'm like, oh my God, it's real.
Oh man. It's like, oh gosh. It's like when it's the winning the mermaid Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, and funny you mentioned that. So they just had Mermagicon last weekend, I think it was.
Yes. I saw a couple TikToks float across, because I don't know about you, but our For You pages are just like mermaid, mermaid, mermaid meme.
Guilty. Mermaid. Guilty. Although right now it's also the Nicolas Cage and Pedro Pascal back and forth.
Over and over.
Constant.
Yes.
Constant.
Yes. Yeah. But that's, I've seen posts about it, and I said, that's my bucket list. I want to get there one day, you know, because all of the big names, I can't remember. I think it's Merman Icarus is another one that I want to meet. And he's just absolutely, I seriously would fangirl in front of all these people like, hi. It's incredible. Like, he posts some of the most beautiful photos that he's had taken. I would love to have a photo session done with Submerge underwater. Like, they even have this entire backdrop that they set up, or the pictures that I managed to have taken by Vero Beach Mermaid or Brandy Anthony Media, the one mermaid free dive, Lake Denton, the water wasn't clear, but still the pictures that she got, I know you've seen it, but that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely love it. It reminds me of Dave Matthews' Fire Dancer. But I see some of the other pictures that she's done in Florida Springs underwater and just the crystal clear clarity. And it's like, that's just goals. It's like, but this is only, I just celebrated my 1 year anniversary, you know, receiving my tail, my first monofin swim, and then actually my first full swim in my signature tail was Thursday, yesterday. Aww. I can't remember what day of the week it is.
Serendipity. Congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Wow.
It's the little things, you know, and you look back at these milestones, it's like I never would have imagined the first time I put that tail on and started practicing and swimming in it that I would be doing this, that I would be a mermaid.
Yeah.
You're doing it.
A dream.
I'm doing it. Sorry. I know I'm just talking and gushing and everything. It's one of those that, what is it? When you have a conversation with me, expect 5 different side stories and footnotes, you know?
That's what we're here for. Give us the mermaids.
Yeah, there you go.
When I'm talking to opticians that I work with, I'm like, sorry, I had to go to Sidetrack City. We had to stop there for a while. I like that. We're residents. It's fine.
There you go. I like that.
Oh, that's so good. So it's almost May, which means the new movie is almost coming out, and then it's going to be summer. Is there a season that kind of kicks it off for like just mermaid gigs, or is it kind of like, I don't know, ad hoc?
Well,
just
our
depends on when.
It really depends, because I mean, I was able to swim, you know, when I wasn't getting sick or anything, because that's the season over the winter. But I exercise at Quartz Plus, and they have a heated pool. So it was actually particularly warm the other day in the pool because they emptied the hot tub into it to rebalance the chemicals. So it's like, ooh, toasty. but, you know, as far as dry meet and greets, I mean, it could be any time of the year. If it's outdoor events, then, of course, you're going to want the warmer times. And that was an event that I did. I swam at a country club with my pirate group. So usually there's an opportunity for a lot of events with the shadow players. And our season kicks off either March or April, depending on when our first gig is. So our first official gig this year is going to be at the Greenville Pirate Fest. And Circus Siren Pod is supposed to be there, to my understanding. And then the following weekend, we've got the ENC Renaissance Festival in Kinston. So we'll be there performing, and I'll also be there in mermaid capacity near the front entrance at the fountain, at least unless they've changed it. I think that's what they had talked about having me there. So I'll be bouncing back and forth, doing double duty, you know, shedding the tail, putting the tail back on, like making sure that too many kids don't see it. But I have that backup of, oh, okay, hold on, my timer ran out. You know, I shed my tail like snakeskin, so, you know, I'm only allowed so many mermaid hours a day. You know, I've got to resume human legs, or I've got to recharge in the tail to get my human legs back, something like that. Some kind of explanation.
Ash, I'm going to need you.
And that runs through about November.
I'm going to need Ash to go and get, like, field reports from all of those events. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I'll be out reporting in the field.
Yes.
Yeah, this will be their second year, because they started last year and it was in May. We weren't able to attend because Steve and I went up to the christening of the Luna by the Colonial Seaport Foundation. They are a 501c3, but the Luna is a colonial, I think it's 18th century Bermuda sloop. So it's completely accurate and built to specifications as ships were back in that day. Absolutely gorgeous vessel. And she is a floating STEM lab. So they go and they do appearances, you know, they give talks, and they also have their own line of merchandise like chocolates and coffee, I believe. But that was her christening. This was a several year project, over 10 years in the making. I think it was 13. God. And I feel bad that I don't remember the details right now, but squirrel.
Right.
But no, so same weekend that they had that, we were up there for Deltaville.
I'm just pulling up photos. I'm like, what the? I need to live by a coast. We don't do christenings in Milwaukee. So
come live with me.
Right?
Come to the coast.
I know. Even if, you know, I mean, in Jacksonville, people complain that there's not a whole lot to do, but it's like, okay, but we're kind of the epicenter. You can go an hour north to Morehead City, Beaufort, you know, and you can check out all the stuff up there. You got the aquarium there. You got the aquarium and stuff. You got Wilmington. You got Greenville. Like, it's all within an hour, hour and a half away. So it's just, you got to know where to look. And apparently now, you know, you got a mermaid in the local pool. So nickname is the Jacksonville Mermaid.
There's cool stuff in Jacksonville. There's a mermaid in Jacksonville.
Right?
Oh, that's so awesome.
But yeah, I can.
Oh. I was just going to see how many more things Ashley has on her.
Yeah, I was waiting too. I'm like, okay, let's get into the funny ones. She said they were getting less serious.
Less serious. So if you could have a sea creature sidekick, what type of sea creature would it be?
Oh.
These are the serious questions.
That is honestly very important. Okay.
We need to know. The people want to know.
Okay. I'm the people.
It's us. We're the people.
You know, if I really truly had to pick, it would probably be a dolphin, because I'd like to have intelligent conversations. I mean, they are one of the, they are absolutely intelligent mammals. And also because, you know, if I get tired of swimming, maybe it'll let me ride on its back, you know, just hang on. I probably have to go for a dolphin, because I mean, they seem to keep things interesting. And the Robin Williams dolphin special is one of my absolute favorite documentary videos.
I don't think I've seen that.
I haven't either.
Watch it. That's your homework.
Yeah.
That's okay. Mermaid School 101 is Robin Williams and the dolphins.
It's accepted.
It's Disney's Little Mermaid, Splash, and then Robin Williams dolphin.
Yes. Yep.
And H2O. We got to rewatch H2O.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Klawai.
Definitely H2O.
You mentioned the new movie coming out. They teased the mermaid. I want to see how many mermaids are involved, or what the mermaid role is in the new Peter Pan and Wendy movie coming out.
Same.
I haven't seen trailers for that. I'm behind.
Yeah, that trailer just dropped.
Oh, okay. I feel less bad.
No, it's recent.
Yeah, I think it was like in the last week or so, but it looked intriguing. Yeah. I'm like, ooh, okay.
Yeah,
I remember very viscerally my reaction to the, like, not gross, but the scary mermaids in Peter Pan, where Peter Pan was like a hot 12-year-old boy. But we were like 13 when it came out, so it was a thing for the time.
Yeah,
I remember those scary mermaids, and I was like, something lit up inside my brain where I was like.
I don't remember that one, but I loved the ones in Hook.
Oh, they're good.
I love them. They were so beautiful. See, that's your other homework. Another Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would say peak Robin Williams for me.
Same.
Love him. I was wondering, when you mentioned makeup earlier, if you do any hair, like, extensions or different hair stuff, or it's just all natural. Love it.
All natural. All natural. That's one of the compliments that I've been getting lately, and it's like, oh my god, thank you. I mean, I've gotten compliments on my curls. I hated my curls until I was 25. Thought I wanted straight hair. You know, I was peer pressured and bullied into believing that I needed to have it straight. It was too frizzy. But then started embracing it, and now people tell me, oh, you have mermaid hair. I'm like, oh, thank you. But no,
you're right.
Yeah, I grow it long. I use Pantene, like, really simple. Just don't do anything extra. Just Pantene curl defining. I'll comb it out while it's wet with the conditioner in it, and then I'll leave it in for a bit and rinse it out. And then I take a little bit of the Pantene conditioner and Paul Mitchell, the conditioner, mix it together and let it air dry, and it poof. Of course, it's been angry at me lately because, you know, chlorine and everything on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But what I'll do, because I talked to my hairdresser, he said if you wet your hair down with cold water first, it'll help, because then your hair is sucking in that water instead of chlorine water. But then I went a step further, and I'll actually put conditioner in my hair and rinse it out before I go in, and my hair was so much softer Thursday. Like, I admittedly didn't wash the chlorine out after. on Thursday like I had intended to, but I went ahead and threw a clip in it for work, and everybody's like, your hair looks so good. What did you do? I'm like, I went swimming.
Swimming in a pool.
A pool?
Oops. Okay.
That's so funny.
I guess that worked. But no, the and that's another goal of mine, or a, not so much a bucket list, but Hannah is her name, the Virginia mermaid. She has designed a clear mermaid bra. So, but it has Velcro on it. So if you have extensions, you can, it actually looks like your
hair is just coming over your bust, and you're, it looks like you're topless.
I love that.
Do want to grab, oh, she does amazing designs. Like, and she is just the sweet. I haven't gotten to meet her yet. She was at a gig, the weekend that Steve and I went to Carolina Ren Fair. So we were sad that we missed each other, but, yeah, I've seen her videos and everything, and she bends over and shows that it's not going anywhere, and it looks like she's literally not wearing a top, and it's just hair extensions Velcro to it. Or if your natural hair is long enough, you could probably stick it to it, but mm-hmm. that's going to be a goal one day. I just can't wear that kids events.
No.
Oh, <Yeah. laughs> here's a joke for you while we're on the subject of mermaid bras. So why do mermaids wear seashell bras?
Don't know
why.
Because bee shells are too small.
Oh.
Mermaid jokes.
I like uh-huh.
So you probably have to have a bunch of mermaid jokes at the ready for events.
Yeah, and I think it was on The Last of Us recently, I think it came up with the pun joke, but what is the mermaid wear to math class? An algae bra.
Oh. I like that.
I watched that episode and I already forgot.
Well, I've been hoarding all those episodes because I'm going to have a Pedro Pascal weekend. So.
Oh, yes. God, yes.
Yeah, it'll be great.
A blessing.
Yes.
My final question, what would be your mermaid power? So obviously H2O, they have many powers. I don't know. One of them can like heat up water. Mm-hmm. That one always confused me. But what would you want your mermaid power to be?
Oh, I haven't even thought about that.
Well, and we're
asking the hard hitting questions.
I know.
It could literally be anything. I feel like I remember a TikTok where they were doing that skit. Like, do you want to play mermaids like in the pool? And it's like, okay, my power is storm control. It's like, okay, I can talk to animals.
Yeah.
See, I was just thinking about that. It's like, would I want to talk? I mean, I think it kind of comes with the territory because you got to know the language if you're going to be a mermaid in the ocean. But, you know, if it's not, you know, I don't know if I want to talk to the animals because I eat sushi. It's one of my favorite. I don't want to find out that I ate Uncle Ted or something.
That's fair.
You know, I mean, it's bad enough. I posed for a photo at a local sushi restaurant after a gig. It was one of the land meet and greets that I did. Actually, for Jacksonville Performing Arts, I made an appearance for their Little Mermaid rehearsal. And so I felt like, okay, I'm going to go get some sushi. And the lady, you know, I explained that I'm a mermaid. So, I need to tell my daughter. So I had Barry bring me in my tail. And then after I took pictures with her, I'm like, Barry, come here. So I had him sit me down on the edge of the koi pond, and I posed with a fork and knife with a smile on my face. I was picking out my lunch.
Oh, that's amazing. So funny. Here's the thing. So many fish eat so many other fish. I think it's fine. Yeah. I think it's fine.
Mermaids would be predators, I think.
Yeah, yes. You know, exactly. You know, and Barry, you know, anytime that I've gone for a swim and I'm craving sushi, is like a cannibal. I'm like, no, excuse me, wait a minute. I'm a mammal. They're fish. It's different.
That's right.
You know, and that's how I explain, you know, well, how come you have to come up for air? Can you breathe underwater? No, I don't have gills. I'm a mammal like a dolphin or a whale. So that's why I have to breathe regular air. But... maybe sonic, like sonic voice or something, you know, since I'm a siren and everything. Yeah. So I would have, you know, the siren power up top where I can lure sailors and everything to their, you know, cause they're tasty and they taste good with ketchup. it. But under the water, you know, my voice could be that power punch. Like I could take out a submarine, or I can, you know, wield cyclones underwater just using my voice.
Like Black Canary. I love it. Oh,
yes.
Yes. Powerful. That's perfect. That is a perfect power. There you go.
This was fun.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming on and taking the time to talk with us. I feel like I've learned a lot about being a real life mermaid. I don't know if that's
exactly
resonating with you, but this is great. I mean, I would love to talk to you again. I would love for Ash to go out and talk to you in the field.
Yes, I will do my best. I will get the info from you, and I will go to every mermaid appearance you will ever do in the future.
Oh, that's awesome. Right? Yeah, well, I'll be at ENC Ren Fair, and I figure you and hubby were probably going to be there dressed in your Renaissance regalia. Like, so just a little bit of backstory. I don't know if she told you how we met, but through Jacksonville Performing Arts, I think it was Christmas Carol was our first or our production that we did together, wasn't it?
That makes sense.
Did you do the Broadway one?
Yes, that's what I was just thinking. Because you and I had more interaction, I think, during Christmas Carol, though. But she and her husband were Mr. and Mrs. Fezziwig. It was just... Oh, their costumes and everything. Like, you could tell. It's like, man, do they do this for a living? You know,
it was very fun.
I see all the pictures that she posts and everything. I'm like, man, that's amazing. This is like cosplay Ren Faire goals. It's just, it's fantastic.
Well, you know, thank you.
Well, of course. But yeah, this absolutely come stalk me, you know, just bring the net. Bring the fish hook, reel me in, you know, just whatever you got to do. And I'd love to talk to you guys again.
Bring sushi. But, she'll be there.
Yes, bring sushi. Yeah. Oh, and don't forget your homework. Don't forget your homework. You got to watch Robin Williams with the Dolphins. You got to rewatch Hook. And if you're looking for great, there's fantastic books out on the market and everything. But one of the books that I'm reading right now, The Mermaid of Black Conch, is an absolutely fantastic book. It's about a mermaid. It's set in the 1970s, but she was cursed and she'd lived 1,000 years as a mermaid, and she was captured during a fishing contest down in the Caribbean. So it's the story of, and it's told from her perspective, the man who found her and saved her's perspective, and then just a regular narrative perspective. And I'm almost done with it. And I mean, there are some trigger warnings involved with it. I found out about it on TikTok, also saw it at Barnes & Noble. But it's an absolutely fantastic read. But no, I'll have to pull. I can't remember some of the titles, but I'll have to send you guys the list. I think Mermaid was another book that I read that was kind of like an adaptation of Hans Christian Andersen's Little Mermaid with a little bit of a twist at the end. It was incredible. But I'll send you guys the list of books.
Well, and
thank you.
We don't have that on our spreadsheet, so we'll have to show you what our spreadsheet looks like too, because it's there's some stuff on there. There's a lot of stuff on there.
Bring it.
Oh yeah. So good. Well, thank you so much again. This was so delightful. It was great to be.
It was
great to talk to you.
Yes. Where can the people find you on social media?
The Siren Sorsha on Facebook and Instagram. And I had originally set up a TikTok, you know, the Siren Shadow, and when I thought I was going to be focusing on that persona, but I'm going to be setting up a new one as the Siren Sorsha and start posting more of my swim videos, or at least, transplanting the ones that I've put on my human TikTok and put that onto a specific mermaid one so people can go and check it out and everything. But, and then, you know, if you want to just come out and hang out with me as a pirate, you know, with my pirate crew and everything, we're the Shadow Players. We're on Facebook. We're also shadowcombatnc.com, and you can get a list of our events there. So that reminds me, I need to put that on my list, that I need to generate a schedule for my Siren Sorsha appearances.
But
a lot of them are... Yeah, a lot of them right now are wrapped up in Shadow Players. I won't be able to attend this year the... they're combining their Halloween and their Sea Serpents to Forest Fairies event at Pine Knoll Shores Aquarium. They're doing it the last weekend in October, the last Saturday in October, and I'm going to be at the Ocracoke Blackbeard's Pirate Jamboree. I'm a little bummed about missing out on that, but I mean, if I have to miss it for anything, I'm glad it's being a pirate.
That's fair.
Exactly. Actually, if you have an ocean fun fact, you're more than welcome to do the honors, but usually we end with an ocean fun fact.
No pressure, but well, if you have one on the top of your head.
Yeah, which I forgot because that's how work has been going this week. So
I don't have any off the top of my head, except to maybe share the Mindful Mermaid is on Instagram, and she is all about ocean conservancy and passing information. She's one of the main reasons that I know that sharks are not the villains that modern media has made them out to be. And they're actually gentle creatures and wonderful to be around. So, you know, there's an ocean fun fact for you is sharks got a bad rap, and we need to work more towards ocean conservancy because, you know, it's an absolutely amazing place full of wonderful creatures that we don't want to end up extinct.
I don't think it's in this room, but I do have a specimen. I have a baby shark specimen in a jar, which was gifted to me, so that felt better. But I also adore sharks. I'll give you one mermaid fun fact. The earliest recorded mermaid was in 1000 BC in ancient Syria, recorded by Atargatis. So we've always been around. Mermaids have always been around.
Yeah. Why doubt us?
Well, go. I've been Audrey.
I've been Ash.
And thank you so much, Siren Sorsha. And hopefully we'll talk to you soon. But for right now, we all got to dive back into the ocean.
Goodbye.
Bye. Splash.